Oh, is it serious?
Okay, so the thing is like this. So we have Ben Dava. Okay? There's basically, you have, if you eat matzah, Gemara says here, if you eat matzah mar together, so you chew them together, so the time of the matzah, the time of the mar will be, nowadays, where the mar, where the different levels of mitzvah, and zarsan, zarbanan, so the time of the matzah, of the mar will be in vata the matzah. Right, and then you're not gonna be able to say the matzah, okay? And the problem is you have an open contradiction, it seems, because the Gemara on Kuf Tesvav and Beis says if you swallow both matzah and marah together, so you're yotzei the matzah and not the marah, because matzah doesn't need taste, marah does. So yotzei the matzah. So the question is, why don't you say it's mevatel? Why don't you say that the marah is mevatel the matzah? So Tosa's answer is because it's the tam matzah that's mevatel the mar. So it's they only have the tam. If you chew it together, then they end up with the tams mix, and then the taste of the matzah becomes mevuto. But if you don't chew it, then you're fine. So then you have basically matzah mar. There's no why should one be mevatel the other, or why should the matzah be any, or the matzah mar be any worse than the matzah? They're the same thing. I mean, they're not chewing them. It's not an achila shell. Taste. So taste isn't a part of the achila. So now it's just an achila of ingesting two things, and you can't knock one, and neither can knock each other out. So that's okay. So that's according to Tosis. But Rabbeinu David deals with the problem differently. He really holds, in theory, you should have bittel, even if you don't chew it, even if you swallow them, you should have bittel. Okay, and therefore the maror should be matzah the matzah. So then why? How does the gemara say that you say matzah? You know, you say maror. There's no, that's talking about Zman HaMikdash. So Zman HaMikdash, they were both Deraisa. So therefore, there's no clash, because they could go together. So therefore, there's no Betel. As we explained yesterday, with Deraisa, Deraisa, there's no Betel. But what's Olaf in this is that he would hold, though, that if the one's Deraisa, one's Derabanan, even if you don't chew it, still the Marzim Vata Lamatzel. Still the Marzim Vata Lamatzel. The question is, how does that work? I mean, what's the time? I mean, you're not chewing it. There's no tamara really. You're just swallowing them, right? And what's the machlokes in Tosas and David whether or not the mara will be matal matzah if you do not chew it or not? Mara and if it's matal, right? Under time, which is okay. The thing is, if you're being earlier, you know he's a whole bit of work. I mean, bit of his rules. Okay, no, that's good. Okay, so you could say that in David's holds it has nothing to do with Tom. It's just that the Mara is Rosh Hashanah, so it's Mevatel the Matzah. There is a school of Shem who holds that, but Rabbeinu David, I don't think, goes that way, because he says he's bothered by. Problem is, why is it that there's a, he says at the beginning of the Sugya, he's bothered, why is it he's saying, I understand you want to tell me mitzvahs can be Mevatel one another, but Bittel always works through Nosin Tom, through Rosh, you're going to Mevatel the Tom of the Matzah. Right? And he says, and then you're not going to be Yotze. Right? So he says that's the case. And he says the Ramban wants to do it. Yeah, okay. So this is the Ramban wants to say that really it's talking about it's not real bittul of tam. It's just saying because you have mitzvah and rishus, so the rishus is giving me vatal mitzvah. But he says it's not clear to him. He doesn't like it. He says rather it's better to say that it's real bittul, because when the mar of rishus is going to be times where it's going to have so much, so it'll actually be vatal the tam of the matzah. Then they're going to have problems. Or he says maybe we'll block the matzah, so you're not going to be able to taste the matzah. But basically he says it's because of the tam. Okay? And he says, so then why when you swallow matzah and maror are you, you'll say the matzah? Why is it the same problem? So he says, because that's because they're deraisim. It's the same as susa. So in the same breath, the same answer he says here. In the same breath, he's talking about tam. Yeah, but well, hold on, if you're not chewing it, right? So then what's the deal with tam altogether? I mean, how's the tam being mevatel? You know what I mean? But it's clear, he's setting up, like Rashi and Rashbam, that the bittul going on here is one based on tam. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
right. Like, let's take an example. I think this is good. Like, let's take an example. Let's say you have some like hot pepper, together with a little piece of cracker or something like that. Okay, so a small piece of bread. I don't know, something. So when you eat it, so if you can eat it, let's say you'll say I'm eating hot peppers because hot peppers are so strong, right? But let's say you swallow them. You swallow it to the point where you're not going to taste it. Okay? So you could say, so I'm swallowing both of them. Because there's no time, and there is no time, so I'm just swallowing both of them. But you could say that since hot peppers are such a tasty item, and crackers are such an untasty item, so therefore the achila is an achila of hot peppers. But even though at this moment I'm not experiencing the tam, but when there's a clash between the two, since in the framework of achila, the tam is, this is a much more overpowering object, it's an overpowering object, therefore that with a chafza will beat out the other chafza. You know what I mean? Or you say, no, I mean, who cares about the chafzas? The point is because in the action, not really the chafzas, the two chafzas of focha, but it's because in the maisa achila itself, the hot peppers is overpowering the crackers. So that would be a question here. So when he's saying is that you have bittul based on tam, what's the idea? The mar is the matzav is tam. Is it the same because you have a face off between these two objects? And the question is, which one's going to win out? Is it achilas matzav or achilas mar? So you look at the properties of the object in terms of determining which one is the overpowering object. So you say, well, mar is a much stronger tam. Mar is a much stronger tam. It's a lot of mar, or a powerful mar, is versus the matzah is a much powerful. Not because you are actually not tasting the matzah or the mar, because again, you don't have to taste matzah. And you don't taste it all together. There's no din of tam by matzah. But it's because that object is an overpowering object, so it's mevatel. So if that's the case, I don't care if you chew it or if you don't chew it, but the nature of the object is such that it's overpowering. Or do you say no? It's the objects, really, they're just two objects of ocha. Two objects of ocha. But now that you're involving them in an achila, and really in the objects, you wouldn't be able to say one or the other. But since you're involving it in an achila of the culinary achila, which has the tam, it's that kind of an achila. So now, insofar as, since that is the nature of the achila, like we were talking about yesterday, the nature of the achila now has that component, and in that component, the mara outdoes the matzah, so therefore it's defined as an achila's mara. Right, but if you would involve it, like Tosafot saying, if you involve it by swallowing it, and you involve it in just the regular achila, and they're swallowing them, so then basically the two objects, so it's both, you're doing both of them simultaneously, you can't say one's going to run out over the other. So it's a bittul based on the tam revealing the nature of the chafzaos, and which chafza is the more powerful chafza, or is it, no, is it a component of the achila, it's characterizing the nature of the achila, which is taking place. And then it's only going to be when the tam actually exists as a part of the achila. So okay, that's that problem. So now another problem is, like a question from the Tosafot Menachos, Rabbi Kvager's question. Okay, seems like that's his question. I don't know. He just references the Tosafot. So it's hard to always know what his question is, but he references the Tosafot. And basically, the question there is: you have the Dam Sayer and Dam Par mixed together, right? Dam Sayer and Dam Par mixed together, and the question is: why isn't the Dam Par, which is more about the Dam Sayer? Okay, so one way to say it is because that's one shita. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda's shita in general, by the way. It's famous. Okay? But that's one way to go. The other way to go, the more standard Rabbanu's way, is that no. Clearly, Mimimina would be batal. But Olin, you learn out from here. Ola and Ola apparently are so similar. It's somewhat kind of an idea. Ola and Ola are similar entities, and therefore they just merge. There's no conflict. And I'm about to, I mean, I might as well take the same kind of thing as we did before. Ola and Ola, they're really like entities. So then I'm about to. Okay? Fine. So the question also says, he says, yeah, but what do you have to tell me? Because Ola and Ola are the same entity. Even if you didn't have Olas, how do you get positing this thing of Olas? Just say because they're mitzvahs. Even if they weren't Ola and Ola. I mean, you have a rule out there already. You don't have to make up a new thing. How do you deduce a new rule that Ola's are mevat to one another? Mitzvahs are mevat to one another. Mitzvah and mitzvah. So you have so they should be mevat to one another just because they're two mitzvahs. Right? Like Hillel. And you see, you universalize from Hillel, Matzah, and Mara, the Gemara, you know, still all these surah mitzvahs. Isser and Isser are mevat to one another. So why don't you just use that rule? These are mitzvahs. They're two objects of mitzvah. So Tosafot says, no. He says, maybe it's only by Hillel. Maybe it's only by achila that you say in mitzvah smal zerzo. But when it comes to olas, which are dam, not ochal by any means, it's really just dam shalakarban. So then you're not going to say in mitzvah smal zerzo. So then you have to go back to the drawing board. So why isn't it vato? Oh, so it says olas are vato. Olas are vato. And that would work apparently even not by ochal. Right? So the question is, I mean, what do you mean it only works by achila? And you say mitzvah and mitzvah, mitzvah is a matal mitzvah. So who cares if it's only achila or not? I mean, what is, who's talking about achila? I mean, the point is you have a mixture, and you're honest, you tell me that, you're telling me mitzvahs are like entities and not mitzvah one another. So who cares if it's mitzvah? Who cares if it's achila or if it's dam? I mean, the same thing, it should be mitzvah mitzvah. Tell me bittul works by the way the system relates to it. That's what we said, right? Bittul works by the way the system relates to it. It's mitzvah. It's mitzvah. So then dam is also is mitzvah. So well, who cares? It just sounds like a totally accidental thing, the fact that it happens to be achila. Yeah, he says Shema. He says he's not sure. It sounds like those things. Shema by Achila is different. That's what I'm thinking. A thing like this, that just a stab at it. But see, the thing is like this: is that when you say that mitzvah is not about the mitzvah, so why is it? Is it pshat? Because mitzvah is only when you have like contradictions, like you said yesterday, mitzvah and rishus. Isser and Heter. The bittul is only by like contradictory entities. Right? So if that's the case, then it doesn't matter if it's achila or not. What's the difference? I mean, dam and dam, they're both mitzvah, they're not contradictory. Right? No. Or is it because, see, in mitzvah, it's not just that. It's not just because in mitzvahs they're contradictory. Really, good bittul, they're not contradictory. But mitzvahs lend themselves to like a union, a unification. It's like we said, like, what is it? It's a mixture of mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah mixture. Right? Or it's a machal zesuros mixture. Right? It's a mitzvah mixture. So it's not because, again, it's not because bittul demands, like, opposites. Really, bittul would be anything, but not anything. But when you deal with two mitzvahs, they lend themselves to unification. Okay? Or to yisurin, lend themselves to unification. Okay? You with me? Aso what? Same thing, still. It doesn't really solve it yet, right? But there are two different ideas there. Okay. So now, if you say this because of the unification, you could argue, is that what, like, do any mitzvahs become unified? I mean, mitzvahs is a very big system. If you say any two chazal mitzvahs are unified, and then, like, you're going to say a shofar and a lulav are unified as a mixture, I mean, they're both mitzvah, but so what? But what's the unification? So the unification is, it could be that the ideal unification, let's say by Yisurim, by Pigla Noser. Okay? So by Pigla and Nosar, the Torah, see, Pigla and Nosar are really two instances of Machalas Asuras. In Pigla and Nosar, the Torah has a system called Machalas Asuras. Okay? The Torah desires to restrict a person's Achila. Okay? To restrict it. That's Kedusha, right? Kedusha restricts a person's Achila. How? Through a multifaceted system called Machalas Asuras. And every one of Machalas Asuras is an instance of this system. And therefore, when you have a mixture of two of these things, although they're different, one's pig and one's nosar, it's really just like a concoction of machalas asuras. They have like entities. It's not just because they're both mitzvah. Or they're both isser. Yeah, isser. A lot of different kinds of isser. It's because they share a real common factor. It's not just an isser. It's part of one system. They're hechi tzimtzus of one system. Okay? Similarly, by mitzvah, he says that the Torah wants a person to direct his achilas. He should restrict his achilas on the one hand, and he should direct his achilas towards proper ideas on the other hand. Through achilas karbanos and matzah and mara. Okay? So in that regard, so that's the case. Now, matzah and mara are two instances of the idea of a person's achilas reflecting ideas. Okay? There are two instances of that concept. Okay? Of that system. The system of achilas shel mitzvos. Okay? And so, so therefore, when you have a mixture, you have matzah and mara, it's not just matzah and mara, but it's a mixture of achilas shel mitzvos. They're all achilas shel mitzvos. The Torah has a category called achilas shel mitzvos. And these fit into that framework. The Torah set up a system with the different parts. Okay? So therefore, they blend together. Okay? See, but that just because you say that, the Hillel says that's the case, doesn't mean, now if you come to dam and dam, that there's a system of dams, which the Torah wants you to have a certain relationship with dam, and therefore now they'll blend together because it's all part of dam. I mean, maybe there's a system, you know. I mean, but you don't have a right. Maybe that's why Shema. In other words, you don't have a right to make that job. You don't have a right to make that job. Who's to say? Yeah, you could say Ola named the Valen Zosu, because in other words, it's a system of Ola, and it's all parts of Ola. I mean, that there's a system that he's holding. There's a Torah's a Olos, or whatever, you know? And there are different instances of Olos, so the Dhamma Olos all, you know, comes together.
But where do you, you don't see an idea that there's a system of dam asuros or dam shall, you know, I don't know, whatever. There's no system like that. Achila is a class. You see, like Ron is helpless machalos asuros. There's a class of machalos asuros. There's a class of, I'm suggesting this, but I don't see it in Ram or whatever, the idea of achila shal mitzvos. Which I think makes sense, because the idea of machalos asuros is the idea that this is a basic taiva. And the taiva has to be systematized, you know? So it's systematized in two ways, through restriction and through positives. Positiveness, you know, but you don't see. You have to have evidence for that system. So it says by achila, you have evidence for it, and therefore it's saying you can't just carry it over to all mitzvahs. You know I mean, but this is on the assumption, not exactly like you say. So the reason why mitzvah malzuzu is not one way we said that. Yeah, one way of saying it is because bittul is only when they're contradictory. That or not say, then you can't say that, because here dam and dam aren't really contradictory. They're both just dam shel mitzvah, you know what I mean? But the new idea is it's not just because they're not contradictory, but it's because they lend themselves to a unification. Even though they're different, insofar as the system is concerned, they lend themselves to unification. Okay, because they're part of that system of, you know. So the machlokes then would be, do you say that you have bittul just across the board if they're different definitions, or you say no? Since insofar as the system is concerned, they partake of a common objective, so therefore you're not going to have bittul. Like, will that fact that they're part of that system resist bittul? So it will make machlokes a little different. Right, but if it's contradictory, I don't think it's going to work out. But basically, okay, so there's two other things I'm going to take up hopefully tomorrow. The one thing is that for instance, so the Gemara basically has a question whether Mr. Malas is there or not, right? So the question is, so what do you do? What do you do at the Seder? So do you have, do you do the sandwich or you don't do the sandwich? Right? So, turns out nowadays, even according to Hillel, you don't want to do it because you're Brahm, right? Because you're Mimvata. But you want to make a Zecher. They want to make a Zecher for Hillel. So the Gemara suggests, if you look a little further down, it says, so what do you do? It says, the Hashta is the last word in the line, from 5 lines to the bottom. Hashta lo in Melchisa, lo kill lo karabonon. So, Mevarech al achilas matzah, lachil. So basically, you make a bracha al achilas. Kutasov maral. Yeah, no, 5 lines in the bottom. Hashel has matzah v'achel, Radzim v'achel has mar v'achel, Vada achil has matzah v'chasav v'adadadi, v'lo bracha zechel v'ingskel. So basically you do matzah, then you do marar, and then you do korech, like we do. Then you do korech zechel v'ingskel. Okay? Fine. So the question is, so it's good, why don't you do korech first? Why the korach first? Because then the matzah is going to be, the mar is going to be mavatel, the mar of the reshus is going to be mavatel the matzah, right? Ah, so Tosus gets it, Tosus interesting. Look at Tosus. Mvarach ha-matzah, achol mvarach ha-mar. He says, Imo yekorach shenem yachad chila, have asi mar de rabbanan, mavatel ha-matzah. That's what he just said. If you can have the mar of them together first, the mar is going to be mavatel. Imo yachol matzah, below mar, so why don't you do like this? Eat matzah, yotze matzah. Then, have korech. So then you have a problem of the mara being mevata the matzah. Because the mara is a strong taste, but the matzah you already yotze beforehand. So what do you have to have more matzah? Then more, I eat two maras. Who needs two maras? Just do matzah and then eat the sandwich. Right? He says, no. He says, if I'm going to eat matzah, I'm going to eat matzah. Korech on Afrikach, osi matzah de rishos, umevata el mara de rabbana. Now the matzah becomes rishos, and it's going to be mevata the rabbana. Right, it's gonna be about the mara, which is the rabbana. What's the problem with that? Problem with that is how is the matzah, which has a bland taste, gonna be about the mara, which has a strong taste? If the premise of this whole thing is that bittul is based upon taste, and it's because mara is the stronger taste, it's very nice. You want to make the matzah will become rishus, but matzah just simply doesn't have the power to be about the mara. Right. So it seems, that sounds like an impossible problem. Right. If you learn that it's taste, I mean, it sounds to me like an impossible problem. Although, it seems like Rabbeinu David, who does say openly it goes by taste, plays into the same problem. I mean, he does talk like this, but I don't know, I don't see it. But I don't see how you can, it sounds to me like a contradiction, but basically, this leads me to think that Tosas learns like the other way of learning, which seems to be the Randel brings down as the Ramban, which is that he learns a bit of taste. It's not because taste. It's not because the taste of maror is stronger or the taste of matzah is stronger. Rather, it's a different idea, which is based upon if you have mitzvah and rishos together, the rishos just knocks out his mevatel and mitzvah. Okay, the Randel doesn't like it. He says, well, bittel is rules. I mean, bittel is based on da'am. I mean, why is the rishos mevatel mitzvah? I mean, who said? Who made that up? And why is it?
There's some other problem. It's not bittel.
Yeah, why is it bittel? What does that have to do with bittel? Yeah, right. What does it have to do with bittel? Bittel's taste. There's no. What is it bittel? What's the idea? What's going on? You know?
Right.
So that's what he said, Lomechor. Rabbeinu Nadav doesn't like it. But see, I mean, I think it's the Ramban he's going. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the Ramban. So it sounds like that's what Tosfos is holding. Because that's what he's saying, is that if you do straight away the Melechore, so the Maror is the Rabbanon, so it's going to be Vato the Matzah, right? Because the Maror is Rishos relative to the Matzah. And if you do the Matzah first, the Matzah can become Rishos, so then it's going to be Vato the Maror. So it seems like he has an idea that Rishos is always Vato Mitzvah. So the question is, what's that idea? It seems like that's a different idea of Mizvah L'Zuzah. You know, and what's the Machlokas then? If you say Mitzvah Lezuzu or not. Within that way of looking at this whole sugya, a bittel, nothing to do with Tom. So now you still have machlokas of whether you say Mitzvah Lezuzu or not. Right? So is it going to be the same? I mean, it's like, seems like it may be different. I mean, maybe it could happen to be the same, but there's a whole different way of learning of what's the whole mechanism here of bittel. Okay?
Right.
So that's one thing I want to take up, okay? Another thing I want to take up is the machlokas. Is if you look at the thing, it says like this. This is like a kachi katani. It's the middle of the Gemara, but it's yachol. It's the second to last skinny line. Yachol, right? So this is the Rabbanan. So yachol lo yatzul yidei chavaso ela in ken karchon vas achas ve'ochlon kedach shehil ochlon. I might think that you're not yotzei. Okay, you're not yotzei of al matzah smor miyachlu, unless you really make a sandwich and eat the Pesach matzah and maror together, like he'll used to do. I might say you have to do that. It says no, Talmud Lomar al matzah smor miyachlu, afilu yachlu hu singular. So it's saying afilu zebefneas zebefneasma. So even if you do them independently, you do the Pesach separate from the matzah and the maror, you still have the kiyum of matzah smor miyachlu. Okay. Hillel holds, if you want to have that kiyum, you better do it together. You better do it as a sandwich. Because that's what he learns, the matzah and the on the matzah and marim, you should eat the Pesach. So he learns that means you have to actually do it as a sandwich. You have to actually do it as a sandwich. Right? And he doesn't open his muscles, you know? So therefore, that's his sheet that he holds, that you have to do Pesach as a sandwich matzah marim. The Rabbanan say, no, Amasra Yechluhu means you're going to let eat them independently. You're going to let eat them independently. Okay? So that's not, I don't know if it's Machlokas in Mitzvah Malazuzu, it seems to be called Machlokas in Amasra Yechluhu. Different topic.
How is that Amasra Yechluhu?
So that's another thing on the phone. What's that Machlokas? What's the Machlokas? Whether they have to be together as a sandwich or they could be independent. Okay? And I think those two questions. There's some other problems here in the sugya, but this is the main one. I think I'd rather just move on to something else next week.